Tuesday mornings on Bear Country 95.3, always talking about a new website with Patrick from Montague Webworks. Patrick, good morning.
Hey, Kevin.
How are you?
I'm good.
I understand that you have a fun website for us to talk about this morning.
I think
they're all fun, but this is something for leisure time.
Leisure time.
All right.
Well, I think it's fun, but it's fun to me because it's something I'm interested in.
Right.
I understand you're also somewhat interested in this topic.
Somewhat, yes. So, also frustrated, too.
It's a very frustrating topic.
So golf is the topic for this morning.
Golf is the topic, and the website is www.wgt.com.
So wgt.com. What does WGT stand for?
It stands for World Golf Tour.
World Golf Tour. All right. So what am I going to find at this website?
Something interesting happened about 6 or 7 years ago in the gaming industry.
Mm-hmm.
We say gaming, I mean video gaming industry.
Yep.
You know, you remember when you were younger that in order to play a video game, you had to sit down in front of that box that was attached to the television. And
yes.
You had to use the controller.
Oh, sure.
And your thumb would go numb and your mother would yell at you. And all
right.
That
yeah.
Well, today, gaming has taken a new leap, and it's also become something that is linked up to social networking, which is a topic that we touch on this segment frequently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So World Golf Tour is a golf simulator, basically, that's interactive, that is extremely high quality. It uses the most modern technologies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a social networking site at the same time. So it kind of is the internet embodied in a game, but also a game embodied in the internet. It's
so
the best use of both at the same time.
I'm playing golf with other people who are online.
Yes.
And it looks really, really real.
Yes. You're also creating your own persona for your player.
Oh, no kidding.
You're attributing things to that character that are uniquely you.
All right.
So almost like a simulator game,
mm-hmm.
Where you would use virtual reality, for example, to make the golfer.
Right. I can be the tall, dark, and handsome golfer.
With the blue shirt and the gray pants. Yes, you can do that.
Great, great.
You can do that on your own, meaning you can play by yourself,
mm-hmm.
which is a great experience. They use digital 3D GIS-based mapping. So, for example, Bethpage Black, where the U.S. Open was held this year, is one of the featured courses that's on this particular game.
Mm-hmm.
And the course that's in the game is modeled from satellite maps, and it's digitally enhanced. So when you look at the video game itself online, it looks like you're standing
right there
on television, as you would watch it when you were playing on television.
Unbelievable.
So it's amazing high quality, and technically it's very sophisticated. But what's most interesting is that it's driven all by the internet. So there's no software to download, as mm-hmm. there would have been with a computer game.
Mm-hmm,
there's
mm-hmm.
no console. And you can interact dynamically with a community of other interested users and players that, in a way that transcends golf, for example.
Right.
So you can actually build your own community of golfers that you play with on a regular basis.
Uh-huh.
You can talk about topics. It's a great example of how the internet has allowed certain other things like gaming, for example, to take on new life.
And so how much is it?
It's free.
That I like.
That's a good part.
Right.
Here's the catch.
Okay.
There is a pay part.
All right.
But it's optional. And this is where they get you. Because they get you with the teaser, with the free.
Uh-huh.
But it's never quite good enough. So the options for you to kind of enhance your player's performance to, you know, change your persona.
Yep.
You can buy new clubs. You can change your outfit. You can go to a training session. You can do all these things. All of them are run on a credit-based system. So they entice people like you or me, for example, to purchase credits that you can apply toward enhancing your experience.
Which also
makes you more competitive against the people that you're playing with in the community, which changes the scape of the community.
Yeah, this can get very addictive.
It has a tendency to be kind of like online poker.
So people are playing at work right now as we speak.
I can't speak to that. Kevin, put the mouse down.
It's our Montague Webworks website of the week, which is worldgolftour.com. So WGT.com. Patrick from Montague Webworks with our Montague Webworks website of the week. Have a great day.
Thank you.